Tablet 18, The Seventh Seal. With this progress to paradeeperhood, the false ego, as a being separate from the universe or belonging to a small part, is dissolved, and the ego will be expanded to become one with the universal ego. The grace of God will be one, and the person will be helped to reach pure consciousness, as it is declared in the sixth church in the Revelation chapter 3, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, Revelation 3:8. But to win the reward, which is to reach pure consciousness, the person should hold fast to what he has gained. He should not become narrow and thereby prevent further realizations of the truth, but he should be open to all things which God reveals. These are the teachings and realizations of the whole truth, which is revealed through the seventh seal, or its angel. Therefore, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown, Revelation 3, verse 11. If he does, then he will enter pure consciousness. This path of awakening the spiritual forces and coming to higher consciousness, directing the energy and knowledge gained for teaching, helping others to the path, and trying to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, sacrificing in this endeavor, surrendering the result to Him, and being submissive to Him, becoming a universalist, and working for the good of the whole universe, becoming a spiritual force in leading others, and learning the way of negating the ego and feeling of separation by becoming the dynamic spiritual force, will win His grace, and this will result in knowledge and devotion toward the universe and eventually reaching the goal, pure consciousness. This is the eternal divine path, which the sons of God, knowingly or unknowingly, have realized and gone through, and it is the path which should be followed by all. The next book in Tho is Kingdom. You can also go to the table of contents.